All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you lovely, lovely, wonderful people. And may you have a powerful and strong and encouraging day. So, you ever been in that moment where you just feel like giving up, just tired of everything, your energy is drained, just everything is gone. You don't feel like doing anything. Everything is just gone. Like, you just want to give up. But see, the thing is that if you give up, you're taking your gifts away from others. You're taking your gifts away from the world. You're taking your greatness away from yourself. We are always given the hardest challenges because those hard challenges are meant to do one of two things. They are either meant to make us or they're meant to break us. So a quote that Zig Ziglar said, he said, motivation is like bathing. It doesn't last very long. But that's why we do it every day. Every day when I get up, I have either my motivational music, I have my motivational podcast, I have a motivational book, I have some motivational art. I have something to motivate me every single day. And then if I ain't got all that, guess what? I motivate myself. I look in the mirror and I talk to myself. I motivate myself because guess what? If you can't do it for you, no one can do it for you. Same way, if you don't love yourself, no one will love you. This goes for motivation too. You have to find that motivation and you have to constantly renew in motivation. So the mantra for today, and I want you all to say it with me, is I can, I will, and I must. This mantra comes from one of my favorite mentors, Eric Thomas. So we're going to say it two more times. I can, I will, and I must. It gets hard. It always gets hard, especially times right now. Right now, baby, may be one of the most trying times in your life. But guess what? You are meant to overcome. We have always been meant to overcome. Any situation in history, it may have taken time, but we overcame. Point blank, period. We are all meant to overcome one way or another. It's more than one way to skin a cat. You have to keep trying. No matter how hard it gets, you have to keep trying. When you reach the end of hope, you have to tie it into a knot and just hang on. This is something that Thomas Jefferson said, one of our old ancestors. If they had trying times then, and we go all the way to now, imagine what's going to happen when we overcome these trying times now and we get even further. Like, now is not the time to give up. Now is the time to get remotivated, find that positive energy, protect your energy from negative people. Find your Zenergy. Your Zenergy is subtracting negative energy. Zenergy. Find your Zenergy. Subtract all of that negativity. It could be television. We talked about this before. It could be television, it could be radio, it could be music, it could be people, it could be loved ones, it could be your job, it could be a lot of different things, but you have to subtract that negative energy from your atmosphere and put that positive energy into the atmosphere. So that way you can be positive for yourself. You have to. So my question for you all today is, what do you think you're meant for? Not what other people think you're meant for. Not at all. Is what do you think you're meant for? What is your heart's desire? What do you think you bring to the table for others? And use that as your passion, as your inspiration to do what you need to do to be where you need to be. This is your friendly Apex Alpha. I appreciate you following me, listening to me. Please share, subscribe, rate me on whichever platform you're listening to, and follow me on social media. You all have a wonderful day. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.